Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, August 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate dipped to 4.99% last week. That's lower than the recent high reached in June, but it's still about 2 percentage points higher than a year ago. And that steady climb has shifted some of the balance of power to home buyers and caused many sellers to change their game plan.
Some people are actually coming to the place where, you know, they're just happy to get any offers on their home. So, you know, as more homeowners are cutting their prices, they're having to make difficult decisions all at once.
But it's not as simple as just cutting the price. Our personal finance reporter, Veronica Dagger, checked in with real estate experts who say there are lots of factors sellers need to keep in mind if they want to get the best price. We'll find out what they are after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
For the past 2 years, many home sellers capitalized on low mortgage rates, which brought buyers out in droves. It was common for a seller to get more than they even asked for. But for some home buyers who waited to sell, rising interest rates in just the past few months have left them worried that they waited too long. Making a sale is no longer as easy as just posting a listing. WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger has been doing some research on the housing market, and she joins us with more. Hey, Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, you know, Veronica, the changing economy and mortgage rates that have trended higher since the start of the year, they sort of chipped away at the market that has benefited sellers for much of the past 2 years. How is that affecting home prices?
So prices overall are rising. They're expected to continue to rise overall, that's sort of nationally. But we are seeing these increased pockets of weakness, especially if your home has been on the market for a while. We have the statistic that shows homes that have been on the market for 3 months or longer are reducing their prices by about 11% from the list price. We're also seeing that 1 in 7 homes on the market had a price reduction in June, according to Realtor.com. And that's nearly double the rate of 1 in 13 homes a year ago. So it's still a seller's market, but that is pretty quickly starting to shift.
Now, in the first part of this year, as well as last year, we heard stories about home sellers getting multiple offers, many even getting above their asking price. What are sellers experiencing now, and how have they had to change their game plan?
Yeah, so those bidding wars that you heard about, those offers over ask that you just mentioned, yeah, that's kind of a thing of the past right now. That's not really happening for a lot of sellers in many markets. And so these homeowners are having to come to grips with the reality that they may not get the same price that their neighbor did just a few months ago. And some sellers aren't taking that very well. They're frustrated, they're confused, they're disappointed. And some people are actually coming to the place where, you know, they're just happy to get any offers on their home. So, you know, as more homeowners are cutting their prices, they're having to make a bunch of different difficult decisions all at once. You know, they could need to cut their prices once or even several times. You know, eventually the seller may need to accept less than they feel that their home is worth. Or you got to choose to take it off the market and try again when conditions improve. Another option is always renting it as well. That comes with its own risks. And what's interesting is those incentives that you heard before the pandemic are coming back. So, for example, some sellers are throwing in furniture or, you know, extended or flexible move-in dates, or they're also even throwing in things like sound systems for the house or drapes just to incentivize a buyer to purchase their home. I just want to be clear, though, overall, the housing market is still very solid. There's been price reductions, but the amount of those price reductions is still far less than was typical in the period of 2017 to 2019, when the rate was 1 out of every 4 or 5 homes was seeing a price cut. We're not there yet.
Okay, but if someone does feel the need to drop the price of their house, what factors do real estate experts say should go into that?
There's a couple things to consider. So average price reduction should be around 8 to 10%. And homeowners, they usually arrive at their list price with the help of their agent, of course, and by looking at comparable homes sold in their neighborhood within the prior 6 months. Traditionally, that's how it was done. Right now, though, you need to look at what's being sold in the last month, because that's going to give you a much more accurate representation of what's happening in the market given mortgage rates today and buyer sentiment today. If you need to drop the price and you haven't received any offers within the first 2 weeks, you need to act quickly. Drop that price very soon. And when you do drop the price, try to just do it once. It's much better to make one large price drop than to do, you know, several small ones. Buyers want to see a noticeable difference, and you want to attract people searching in a different price range when you actually do drop that price.
But you know, Veronica, mortgage rates have trended lower just in the past couple of weeks, okay? But they can still turn on a dime if they follow a volatile economy. And so we can talk about best practices for sellers, but it seems like there really isn't a rubber stamp formula for them to follow.
Yeah, so mortgage rates are much higher. And so that means buyers have less buying power. It's pricier for them to buy. They have less money in their budgets to spend on your home. And so they're going to have to be more willing to walk away from a home that they're interested in just because they don't have the money for it. If they can't get approved for the mortgage, they're not going to be able to buy your house. And so that's another reason you have to be a little bit more flexible than you were even in March as a seller, because there's not as many buyers going to be able to afford your home.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.